podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Quitting things is hard. I've quit smoking.
Yeah, so did I.
In my life, yeah, so have you. Hard.
Yeah, it was right? Tough.
Quit drinking every day.
Yeah.
That's been hard.
Yeah.
And
you know, that one you don't sort of.
Well, it depends. Yeah. Sometimes it's.
I mean, it does just creep back in and then you just quit it again.
And then you're like, Thursday's a new Friday and then.
Yeah, thirsty Thursday. You know, you get thirsty Tuesday.
Yeah. That's true. But sometimes quitting things is harder if someone is holding you in there. And I don't mean you doing it for yourself. I mean you trying to quit the gym. So. Basically, if you've ever been part of a gym before, and you are, right, you're a gym guy, if you've ever tried to quit the gym, can be a bit hard.
It's happened to me.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to talk about this because before we get your story, a girl called Steph, she has gone online and she has slammed a women's only gym.
Okay.
Who I probably won't name.
Yeah.
And she said that she attempted to quit them because she was in Melbourne. She had the membership up in Melbourne, but she was moving. And she said, hey, I want to quit the gym because I'm actually moving and I've, you know, at the moment not going to be working out because I'm moving, getting my life settled somewhere else. And they said, well, you need to come in for that. And she's like, well, no, I'll just, can I just do it over the phone now?
Yeah,
and they're like,
or online
no,
or something. Yeah.
You need to come in for that. And she's like, okay, well, how about I email you? And they're like, yeah, there's paperwork. She's like, so I'll email you. You send me the paperwork. I'll sign it. Send it back. And they're like, no, you need to come in person. And she's like, I'm moving away.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
I can't get to you. Like, she's probably by this point of back and forth, she's probably not even in the state anymore. She's already gone, you know.
So then she's like, okay, I'm going through the clause of the gym contract. And I love it when people do this.
Yeah.
I love it when they're like, oh, yeah. Well, in clause 507.132, it says that I'm allowed to cancel my membership over email. And then they said no because it's at the club manager's discretion.
Oh my god!
Whether they can do it or not. And she said, what? I was again told the only way I can do it is by coming in person to cancel that. That's the only way I can do it. And she was like, nah. She took it up the chain. She's like, oh, I'm making a complaint about this.
Yeah.
And eventually they were like, right, all right.
Oh.
But I'm like, why make it so hard? Like, obviously you want to keep people in.
Yeah.
But gym is like, I don't know, it's like a bad relationship. It's like you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And not all gyms, obviously.
No.
But there are a lot where it's like, hey, now you sign this. Not in my blood, though.
No,
like, I
that's
never
right.
did
I mean,
a deal
it's not
with
engraved.
Ursula under the sea to take my voice. Yeah. Like, this should not be that hard.
It's not engraved in my arm with a compass. My guys that I'm with at the moment, I don't know, I've not tried to leave them, but I imagine they wouldn't be like that. But I had it happen, I don't know if you remember, I lived in Altona for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I was at a gym that is a national chain.
Okay.
And if you start going to a different gym that's part of that chain enough, your membership automatically ticks over to them.
Oh.
So when I moved back to Geelong, we were only there for a year or something.
Yeah.
I wanted to leave that chain altogether. And so I'd already moved to Geelong. And so then I tried to go to the ones in Geelong to sign out of the one. And they were like, no, you can't. And so I'm emailing them. And they're just not replying to my email.
Yes.
Meanwhile, every week they're charging me $18.
That's what she was saying.
And they had changed hands, the Altona one, and then it had changed hands, and then they pumped up my membership cost by about $6-7 a week.
Yeah.
So I'm paying around that $20 mark where I was paying like $14 a week or something. And yeah, they just weren't replying to my email. I had to send them a bunch of emails. There's no phone number.
Lewis cease and desist notice.
Yeah. And it was just to get those extra month or two of membership fees out of me, I'm sure.
It's
of
insane.
It.
And I know a lot of the time they're probably like, I know this is annoying, but people have to put so much time and effort that they'll just kind of be like, nah, I'll do that next month, or oh, I'm too busy to do that. And then you get another month of fees.
Yeah,
and another
exactly,
month
right?
of fees. We can't continue to let this happen.
Do you know the problem was? back then, I wasn't going as regularly.
So you weren't as fit and scary?
Didn't look like okay. this. Now they would never dare.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Let's do it.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Just beautiful.
Amazing. Every time.
It's the whole thing's a work of art. I mean art. But that just starts it off. It's beautiful from Chris. Thank you so much. If you've never heard this game before, we do play it usually a bit later on a Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I will take pieces of audio. Could be something from the news this week. Could be something from the world of music or movies or TV shows. And I will substitute a word in that piece of audio for some flatulence.
Yeah. It's an easy game.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. It's a best out of three arrangement for me.
Yeah.
I will be the player and you will be the playee.
You say it's an easy game, but you don't always get all three right, which we do call the clean wipe.
I hate that so much.
Sometimes you have to go for a second pass.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let's start with word beneath my wind, question number one.
What word are we missing here?
So, I've restocked your provisions and supplies. I've kept your phone, of course, but I threw in a few extras to level the playing field. You got the right shoes on? It'll be fine. So look, it's very simple. You've got until the very end of this song to get as far away from me as you can. Okay? What's the matter? That's all you like.
Okay. I was waiting.
Wait,
I was waiting. I was like, is he going to do the bird call? What's he going to do? It is danger.
Oh, is it now? Let's find out.
What's the matter? You like danger.
Well done, mate. You got it.
Thank you. You haven't even seen that movie yet. Come on.
Point. No, that was good that you knew that one, though. Mm. That was good. I'm impressed. Okay, question number two for Word Beneath My Wind this week. Tell me, what word are we missing here? World Cup kicks off today. You know what it's going to be?
I don't know. I've got a thought. Oh, that is disgusting. That is disgusting. Unfair because you've used one fart to cover three different iterations of the same word. So I would
It's all the same word, isn't
it's
it?
It's all the same word, but it's used three times.
I haven't gone 333, 333. Well, I didn't want to put nine farts in there because that is,
that
I mean,
would be
that's
ridiculous.
Fresh jocks material.
The word is olé. Thank you.
Okay, two from three.
Yeah.
Will you get the clean wipe the crown of fart game? I don't know. Kingdom.
Word beneath my wind.
Yeah, for this week, we'll find out. Question number three, what word are we missing here? Are you okay?
Oh my God.
You've gone the cool bit.
Could happen at any time. Oh my God, Tom.
It's just a little bit.
Okay. It could only be.
Struck by a smooth
one. I didn't know what one it was going to be. It's criminal.
Oh, let's find out. Totally worth it.
Oh,
totally worth it. Definitely cheated. There was two songs in there this week, but you, my friend, received the clean wipe.
Thank
well
you
done.
So much. I feel so proud.
Oh.
This is a glorious day to be me.
That is this week's edition of Word Beneath My Wing. We'll play again next Thursday.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was chatting about the fact that I had a blowout of my thongs.
Yes.
When I was on a walk with Wombi.
Yeah.
And then I kept one thong on instead of, because that thong was fine,
yeah,
and just kind of hobbled back to the car with
wild,
a broken thong.
Crazy decision.
Yeah, and we discussed that in depth because
you've made some wildlife decisions over your time, but that was right up there with the worst of them.
It's weird that some people like fought me so hard on this, including you, that they're like, no, why would you keep one thong on? Just take both of them off. And I'm like, but then I've got two bare feet instead of one bare foot. From, like, it makes no sense.
From memory, you had one person call and back you, and everybody else was very anti the one thong arrangement.
See, well, you've got me there because I don't remember things, so I can't fight you on that one. But I have to say thank you so much to Chris, who reached out to me and said, Loggy, I've heard about your blowout.
Yeah.
And I'm going to help you out. And I was like, no, Chris, don't. You know, it's beautiful. It's just the thought that counts. And he's like, no, I'm going to help you out, right?
Yeah.
And so what I've received is a little
present. Oh, tell
me
there's thongs in there.
There's a little present with some
thongs.
Tell
me there's thongs in that bag.
With something inside that I was led to believe were thongs.
Yeah.
But what are actually the most putrid pair of socks I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, no.
So I'm sorry, Chris. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but these socks are from Temu, right, clearly.
Yeah.
And it's a foot. It's a picture of a foot wearing thongs.
Wearing thongs, but it's socks.
But it's socks. And
that doesn't even make any sense.
I have to say,
a blowout.
I'm touched.
Yeah.
I'm very touched. But I feel weird because there's feet on it.
Why are the toenails black?
Well, I mean, he's chosen my style, to be fair. Like, he's chosen
emo
my
toes.
Style. But I've had some pretty ugly socks over the journey. I've had coloured socks. I've had toe socks. I've had socks with slogans on them.
Yeah.
Funny socks. All terrible. All absolutely terrible. Now I wear exclusively white socks, black socks, red socks, or socks with stripes of the three above. That's it. Thank you so much, Chris.
They are disgusting.
They are. They're not even good enough for the op shop. But I will. I'll pin them on my work desk. Maybe.
They're appalling.
but I appreciate you regardless.
Anybody else got anything they want to send to Loggy? She will accept any sort of gifts.
Great.
Especially foot related.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Supergirl movie comes out at the end of the month, 26th, so it's a couple of weeks away.
Right.
And it stars Millie Alcock from House of Dragon. The House of the Dragon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Spin-off of
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. So anyway, she's Supergirl in this one. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. It's also got Jason Momoa in it.
Uh-huh.
As Lobo, which is great casting. But essentially, it's a bit of a different take on the Superman-Supergirl universe.
Yeah.
Where Superman sort of grew up and his like parents are like super rich and popular and like in Krypton, where he was from.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. And there, but she's,
I love
more
how
of
you said Krypton. Krypton.
Krypton.
Yeah, Krypton.
And Krypton. From the suburb of Krypton.
Yeah, hi. We're from the planet Krypton.
Anyway, Krypton. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm more of a Marvel guy, so I'm just
okay,
winging
no,
it.
No, no, that's all right. I'll just
pop my cape and my jocks on the outside and I'm having a go. All right. Much like Superman. And I imagine
yeah,
Supergirl.
I know. You never pick me up on words I've said wrong, so just
be supportive for once. Yeah.
Oh God.
Anyway, so she's a bit of a party girl.
Right. Yeah. On Krypton? Or?
Before she gets to Earth.
Okay.
And she doesn't, yeah. So anyway, so there's one question that people are asking about the movie before it's even come out. I mean, obviously, there's obviously little trailers and that kind of thing. So we've seen little bits of it.
Yeah.
And the poster, you've seen the actual poster. And the thing is, with the poster, Supergirl has earrings. She's got her ears pierced.
Okay, yeah.
And everyone's like, hang on, she's bulletproof.
Yeah.
How are you going to pierce her ears?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Doesn't that
100%. Yeah. Unless she's like a Macedonian baby and she got them pierced when she was a baby on Krypton.
Yeah, Krypton. I think it's pronounced Krypton.
Krypton.
Yeah.
Before she came to Earth.
Yeah. Well.
I'm not sure whether they had, you know, bullet enforced steel. I'm not sure.
No, I mean, you had to go. The James Gunn's the director, and he's actually answered the question.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm buying it, but he says that she goes to a planet with a red sun because apparently all their powers kick in when they're on a planet with a yellow sun.
Oh, so she went there specifically to get her ears done.
Well, he said she was raised on a chunk of Krypton.
Krypton.
So didn't even experience superpowers until her teens. So there's a window.
Oh, okay. Yes, she's Macedonian.
She could have got her ears pierced.
She got her baby ears pierced.
And apparently that's the only way her and Superman can get drunk as well. There's a line in the Superman movie where it's established that she likes to go and party on other planets with red suns. Because of our metabolism, we can't get drunk on a planet with a yellow sun.
Right, okay, so they're off to the red sun.
Red sun.
Rave.
To party up. It's like going to Bali.
Yeah, exactly, full moon party.
Potato heads, yeah. Get your ears pierced while you're there, why not? Cheeky little tattoo.
Get a tat.
Yeah, yes. No regrets.
Can't do this on Krypton.
Pronounce Krypton. Krypton.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Bit embarrassed. I've had a dream last night about a celebrity by the name of Dom Dolla. I know all your tricks, and you lick the lips, cause you know I'm gonna gay. I'm gonna gay. So he's got a tour coming out. Obviously, he's doing one night only in Melbourne, the grand final Eve.
Yes.
And I must have been thinking about that because we as a group, my mates, Chris from work was in it, that we all caught a bus and went to go to the movies with him because he was showcasing a movie about this upcoming gig.
Yeah.
And then we all had to leave early because there were problems, and then the bus is like, we've got to go. And we were all like, sorry, Dom, we've got to go. And he's like, nah, but you guys, can't you all stay? Just get an Uber back. And we're like, well, we can't afford that. So we all had to leave. And then the cinema was empty and it was, and he was so upset. And I woke up, I'm like, I'm sorry, Dom Dolla. I'm sorry. But it's so weird when a celebrity enters your dreams.
Yeah.
So has this happened to you on 52232955?
Lockie's on the line. Morning, Lockie.
Morning.
Which celeb visited you in your dream?
It was Mr. Beast.
Ooh,
Mr. Beast, YouTube sensation. What did Mr. Beast do?
He gave me $10,000.
Oh, you would have been Devo when you woke up.
Yep.
Yeah. No, he does that, doesn't he? He wear,
does.
Like, Lamborghinis.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff.
Unfortunate, Lockie. That's okay.
Casey in Motawari, good morning. Which celeb visited you in your dream? How did it happen?
I had Michael Jackson visit me in my dream.
Oh.
Yeah. What did he do, Casey?
This was back when I was young, so this is like really stuck with me forever, this dream.
Yeah.
Back when he died, they had that really elaborate funeral. I don't know if you remember it, but it was televised.
Yep.
And I've watched that, and that night I'd gone to bed, had a dream. Michael Jackson told me he would teach me how to moonwalk. and my mum actually found me out the back on our tiled area moonwalking in my sleep.
No.
Stop it!
I'm trying to anyway. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that is amazing, Casey. And
yeah, I have never moonwalked since.
It's all in your dream.
Yeah.
Only dream you can. Yeah, only dream.
Do you sleep in socks?
No, so it would have been very grippy.
Impressive. Oh, very impressive.
That's amazing. amazing, Casey.
Barefoot moonwalk.
Oh, thank you so much.
Gary in Curlewis. Mate, who was your celeb that visited you in a dream?
Yeah, Gloria Gaynor, the singer.
Gloria, did you say Gloria Gaynor?
Gloria Gaynor.
She's actually at the foot of that village.
Hang on, Gary.
Gary,
get out of the wind,
you.
Mate.
You're out on the golf course in Curlewis, are you? What's...
She was at the foot of my bed and she was singing, "I Will Survive."
Yeah.
Oh.
And I woke up, at first I was afraid, but then I was petrified.
Oh, thanks, Gaz.
Classic Gaz. Rolling gear.
Rolling
He's been
gear.
On hold for 9 minutes to roll.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.